Number 1, Dry Falls.
Washington, you are there. The time, 13,000 years ago. We have been told that a huge dam of ice has given way near where the Clark Fork River empties into Ponderay Lake. The water was 3,000 feet deep at the dam, and the lake the dam created extends all the way into what we today know as the state of Montana. The water that has been unleashed is equal to more than 1,000 Columbia rivers. On the scene, near what we today call Dry Falls at the Grand Coulee, is our Washington Centennial reporter Steve Glover with this eyewitness report.
An unbelievably huge brown wall of water is raging toward us. I would estimate it to be a couple hundred feet in height. It's filled with material of all sizes, including icebergs and gravel as big as cars. These boulders are crashing together. That's the thunder-like sound you hear above the deafening roar of the water. The rushing flood is now funneling into the valley below me. The sight is truly awesome. The water must be traveling 30 miles an hour. As I stand here, I can see the boiling flood waters ripping away at the bedrock of this once quiet valley.
Geologists believe this is the world's largest flood. It is the last in a series of floods that span hundreds of thousands of years. The flood comes toward the end of the last ice age when ice sheets covering what is now the northern section of Washington are melting and retreating. This final flood probably does not last more than a week or two, but it is powerful enough to carve out the Grand Coulee and other coulees that are now a dramatic part of Washington's famous Scablands.